Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 77. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 50. Sunny and 79 by Wednesday, then clear skies into Wednesday night with a low around 50. Still more sunshine on Thursday with a high of 79 and staying partly cloudy into Thursday night with a low of 54. Some rain showers are possible into Friday, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 74. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. We are days into the Kansas State Fair of 2023. As the State Fair says that the name of the game this year is change in Hutchinson, Kansas, making big improvements to many of the infrastructure around the fairgrounds, along with adding new State Fair features.
Safety is our number one concern here at the Kansas State Fair. We want to make sure that when parents come out here with their kids, they feel safe. On the west side of the grandstand, we added a 16-foot high by 28-foot long grand-sized TV.
That was the general manager for the Kansas State Fair, Brian Schultz, on Cake News, where they say some of the new features as well includes even being allowed to sell spirits as opposed to just beer during the fair, leading to some of the vendors being able to have some of those to-go margaritas all ready for you.
This year is going to be the first year we're actually allowed to have some spirits involved. So we're going to have Jose Cuervo margaritas this year, brand new to the fair for 2023. We also are going to have the ready-to-drink cocktails in a can.
At American Network News.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
A detention facility in Leavenworth, Kansas that was used as a pretrial detention facility that closed back in 2021 could be reopening for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. Cake News reports the facility for years had been run by the Nashville-based company known as Core Civic that held individuals charged but not convicted yet with federal crimes from the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and western Missouri. They say the private jail had struggled, however, with private staffing crises, rampant drug use, and persistent violence, and was also under investigation by a former inmate who sued with allegations of at least 10 different stabbings that happened in 2021 with two suicides. They say, however, now that the detention facility has been closed, immigration is working with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to reopen up the facility and could potentially detain 500 to 900 detainees who would be detained from the Midwest region and have come across the border illegally. County commissioners in Leavenworth, however, say they don't want the facility to reopen for an ICE agency as the motion failed by a 2-3 vote, saying they wanted to turn down the arrangement before hearing any details.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A trade delegation from the state of Nebraska has been making its way over the last week out in the country of Japan, as Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said the trade delegation is finally winding down after they continue to build up their relationships with partnering with businesses like Kawasaki Motors. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that while the governor didn't detail any new initiatives, he said that the Nebraska group of roughly 20 individuals hopes to grow the state's clean hydrogen sector, releasing a statement saying, quote, "The part I'm most proud of is we've really had what I would call tangible meetings that are going to result in a lot of businesses taking place that's going to be beneficial for Nebraska." The delegation from the state included the State Departments of Agriculture and Economic Development, along with the Nebraska Public Power District and Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. The governor went on to say that the trade mission will do a follow-up trip as they lead their delegation to Vietnam in July of next year. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to contribute $10,000 toward a historic building survey of a downtown district in Marysville, as Marysville Chamber and Main Street are pursuing designation as a historic district, which could allow tax credits for building improvements. The city had earlier committed $5,000 toward the effort, which is hoped could stimulate development of second-floor spaces as housing units. Funding was designated from the county's Economic Development Fund. Approval was given for a carport at Waterville to cover the county emergency trailer. Public Works announced the retirement of Coordinating Supervisor Roy Youngerberg effective November 30th after over 40 years' service to Marshall County. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners moved forward unanimously approving a draft resolution presented by the county attorney as to a comprehensive plan presented by the Planning Commission. The Northeast Kansas County Officials Annual Association meeting to be held in Nemahal County has tentatively been scheduled November 17. A special meeting was held August 31st to discuss changing the employee health insurance plan to Sailor Insurance from the state insurance plan. A motion was approved allowing negotiation for a contract for the county administrator position. Gage County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing at their last meeting with no comments coming forward. Afterward, unanimously approving appointment of Nate Claybaugh, Grant Jones, and David Norton for 6-year terms on the Board of Trustees of the Hospital Authority. Riley County reporting the last of the full-time staff has been hired for the new EMS station at Leonardville, with opening expected mid-October. The facility will serve northern Riley County. A ribbon cutting will be announced. Funding toward local bridge projects include over $42 million toward 35 projects, including $437,000 in Marshall County, funding up to 90% of a bridge on 24th Road northeast of Beatty on Ribidoo Creek, and in Washington, funding up to 90% of a $1 million bridge project over the Little Blue River at Hanover, and in Nemahal County southeast of Kelly on O Road for a $950,000 project with a 90% match. These are targeted for city and county bridges not on the state highway system in need of replacement or repair. Funds are awarded through an application process and in most cases require local contribution. Criteria includes bridge condition, detour length, inability to carry legal loads, and past project history. Kansas Department of Transportation announced approved bids recently for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including work in Nemahal County, a bridge replacement on U.S. 36 over the North Fork Black Vermilion River, a mile east of the Nemahal-Marshall County line. Reconstruction of Salina will do the $4.2 million project. Another in Riley County is on K-18 for pavement reconstruction on 3/4 mile west of the K-18-K-187 junction. Wildcat Construction of Wichita will handle the $3.8 million project. An early morning single-vehicle accident in Marysville last Monday claimed the life of a 2-year-old boy from Washington. Kiston Mashburn, son of Kyle and Holly Goodwin Mashburn, was a passenger in a vehicle that lost control shortly before 5 a.m. on Center and struck a utility pole near 5th Street in Marysville. The boy was transported to CMH, pronounced dead as a result of injuries. Services were held Saturday for Kisten Mashburn. Leland H. Lohmeyer, age 76, of Lynn, passed away September 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a visitation at 9:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leland Lohmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Tater Tot Casserole with a Muffin, Normandy Blend and Peach Cobbler. Tomorrow, Chili Cinnamon Roll, Celery with Carrots and Fresh Fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. More sunshine by Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then rain showers may continue into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Rain showers are still possible as we head into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then staying clear into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And more sunshine on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83. Record high on this date 108. The average low 59 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:42. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. It's 44 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coach's Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
A possible season-ending injury for a future Hall of Famer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
Low snap, and getting away, a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the jet 35, starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45-50, Barkley's in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20, stutter steps to the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
The call on 98.7 ESPN New York, Jets rookie Xavier Gibson returned a punt 65 yards to shock the Bills 22-16 in overtime on Monday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers' debut lasted all of 4 snaps before he was sacked and suffered a suspected torn Achilles tendon. Jets coach Robert Saleh.
MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen, so prayers tonight, but it's not good. I heard for Aaron and how much he's invested in all of this. We're still going to hold out hope.
MRI is scheduled for today. To the baseball pennant races, a day after locking up a playoff spot, the Braves played 2 against the Phillies. Atlanta took the opener 10-8 in 10 innings. The Phillies won the nightcap 7-5. Orioles, Cardinals, and Baltimore. Bottom 5, Cedric Mullins at the dish with the sacks packed.
And it's hit in the air, right field deep. Walker back at the track in front of high wall. He is gone! It's a grand slam!
The call on WBAL, Mullins' grand slam gave the Orioles an 8-5 lead, and they never looked back. 11-5 O's the final. Top nine at Chavez Ravine.
Soto swings, hits it in the air to very deep right field. Betts is going back. He's at the wall. Gonna go!
The call on KWFN, Juan Soto breaking a 7-7 tie with that blast. Padres down the Dodgers 11-8. The A's blank the Astros 4-0. Brewers crushed the Marlins 12-0. Cubs beat the Rockies 5-4. Rays topped the Twins 7-4. The D-backs edged the Mets 4-3. It was the Rangers 10, the Blue Jays 4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, Kids Corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, September the 12th. Here's your Stackline report.
Just for your information, friends, when it comes to total supply of wheat, spring wheat tour just took place up north, and they come back with a 47.4 bushel average compared to last year's 49.1. Not too much different. Durham, 39 last year, 43.9 this year.
Well, we have kind of an interesting situation that we just need to think about. It doesn't mean much, right? Quite not. We know now that Fitch ratings have downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating. And that's got some people a little bit nervous. What about Farm Credit Service? Because they're backed by the U.S. government. They say it won't have much of an effect at this particular point in time unless it gets worse. Needless to say, that's the case with the whole schmear. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody, especially you hunters, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have fielded an ever-increasing amount of public concerns regarding the use of trail or game cameras. And so, consequently, after a lot of meetings and a lot of talk, they've prohibited now trail cameras on department lands and waters, including walk-in hunting access and private lands leased by the government. So keep that in mind, you hunters, because I know that's a big deal in this part of the country. And so, folks, that's kind of the report for today, except you better stop in and say hello to me at the Mid-America Ag Network booth at the Kansas State Fair. We'll look forward to seeing you.
And that's your Ag News.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn.
Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 24th Beef Stalker Field Day is taking place on September 28th in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blassie previews the schedule and who some of the presenters will be at the field day.
What we're going to do is conduct the 24th annual Field Day, which is designed to deliver information, updated information, market information, and some various topics that are of interest to those folks that are stalker cattle producers or those that background calves. Registration at 9:30, and Dr. Glenn Tonser kicks the program off about 10:30 in the morning. And then we conduct a producer panel, and this year I think this would be of a particular interest to everybody for that matter, that being labor, recruiting, and retention. And I've assembled a excellent panel of producers and folks involved in our ag allied industries to address the issues of labor.
Blassie shares about two presentations that will take place that can help producers stay on top of new regulations and research.
Our sponsor this year is Merck Animal Health, and two of their technical veterinarians are going to be on board to discuss implants and deworming products that are available, just help keep folks up to date with what is going on out in the industry. And Dr. Logan Thompson, he's doing a lot of work in the sustainability space, very aggressively working with folks throughout the country. And his contribution, his remarks regarding the impact of grazing cattle from a sustainability perspective is something I thought our attendees would find of value to be aware of and to stay on top of as well.
The field day will have out-of-state presenters to share their work with participants.
Dr. Alfredo DiCostanzo from UNL, University of Nebraska, has done some pretty cool work looking at bunk calling in the grow yard, and I'm looking forward to hearing Alfredo's comments and remarks for our producers. And Dr. Zach Smith, feedlot professor, and he's going to talk about the appropriate use of implants during the backgrounding and stalker phase. Certainly the recent regulations that have come out from the FDA regarding the use of growth implants, he will have comments on that to help guide producers on implant choice.
That was K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blassie. Registration for the Beef Stalker Field Day before September 14th is $25. After then, it is $35. Register and find out more about this event by going to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The obesity epidemic among humans may be spreading to our pets. All about chunky chihuahuas and portly Pomeranians today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 12th, the 255th day of the year. Country singer Jennifer Nettles has a birthday. Is your husky a little too hefty or your Rottweiler too rotund? A recent study says the first year of a puppy's life is a good predictor of future obesity. Those with rapid weight gain between birth and 2 weeks and a high body composition score up to 7 months are most at risk. Those factors may determine whether an early weight control diet should be considered. The same British study also found that 15% of owners are overfeeding their pets by about 1,000 calories a day and not providing for ample exercise. Obesity among dogs, they point out, carries many of the same health risks as in humans. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get more advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine, 44 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs around 80 for the remainder of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After another dominant weekend for week number two for the Kansas State Wildcats, with Will Howard passing for 3 touchdowns and running for 2 others and dominating Troy 42-13 on Saturday, the team says they're excited to go into week number 3 as they continue to show their dominance and looking forward to defending their Big 12 championship from last year.
It's 4 minutes before halftime and 4 minutes after, so we know that that's a really critical part of the game and something that we talked about at halftime, so it was huge for us.
Coming out on the half, like, everybody has to be focused, locked in, and, like, that is a big part of the game, they say. So we just always try to, like, hold ourselves to that standard of, like, playing fast during that time.
That audio from Cake News is the Wildcats ended up having a 21-10 halftime lead. They now head on the road for the first time of the season with week number 3 as they head out to Missouri with a kickoff on Saturday at 11 a.m. Missouri is also going into their week number 3 at 2-0 after beating South Dakota and Middle Tennessee.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Buckle up good, buddy. It's time for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair. Mid-America Network is proud to bring you the most jacked up, fired up monster trucks in the nation. Buckle up, grab your seat, and feel the power of the Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Grab your friends and head to Hutchinson for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at this year's Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Be there.
The sports betting company of DraftKings has said that they have apologized after using a September 11th, 2001 terror attack to entice individuals to bet on a baseball and football games for the anniversary of the tragedy. Cake News reports that according to the Boston-based company, they offered users a 9/11-themed promotion that required 3 New York-based teams, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Jets, to win their games on Monday for the 22nd anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The promotion was called Never Forget on DraftKings, but after the outcry from social media, they took down the bet and released a statement saying, quote, "We sincerely apologize for the featured parlay that was shared briefly in the commemoration of 9/11. We respect the significance of this day for our country and especially for the families of those who were directly affected." Many users of DraftKings made comments on it saying, quote, "It is shameful to use the national tragedy of 9/11 to promote a business. We need accountability, justice, and closure, not self-interest and shameless promotion." At American Network Sports.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
KNDY.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told